listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
This is the Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
Today we are talking about Valentine's Day and things your dog will love. We're going to talk to you about some cool things you can do with your dog on Valentine's Day, some of the latest, most fashionable toys they have out there. Vicki's going to talk about
some great treats that you can share with your dog on Valentine's Day and other times too.
And of course, they've got to be healthy and good for your dog or we won't be talking about it. So stay tuned for a word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
This valuable information comes from your pet. There's nothing like a wagging tail or friendly paw to lift your mood. They're therapeutic and make us feel good. Studies show pets even reduce stress, prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and fight depression. So there you have it. Pets are a daily dose of good health and happiness. Pets add life. To learn more, visit petsaddlife.org.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. Today we are talking about Valentine's Day and things your dog will love. You know, one thing that you could do since it's Valentine's Day, you could go a little outside of the box and you could actually bring your dog on a date with you.
On a date with you?
Yeah. It's you know, a pretty cool idea. I came across it from ehow.com. And basically, they give you like a little steps of what you should do if you're going to think about bringing your dog on a date with you. First off, run the idea of bringing your dog with you along. Run that by your date first, because you don't want to like get there and then find out that your date is not interested.
Not want the dog there.
Absolutely. So just make sure that he or she is, you know, cool with it, and you know, maybe they have a dog too, so
right.
You have like a double date with your dog.
That's right.
So the second thing you want to do is to plan a pet-friendly setting for the date. Obviously, you don't want to get kicked out of somewhere that, you know, your dog is not allowed to come in with you. So, you know, whether there's a venue out there or obviously there's plenty of outdoor things that you can do. There's lots of outdoor restaurants or just a restaurant that has a patio, depending on where you live. in Detroit, you're probably not going to want to do that in February.
Right, exactly.
And then some people even have like a yappy hour for people to mingle with their pooches. It's kind of like their take on a happy hour, but you have your
great
dog with
idea.
You. Yeah, so that's something you could do. The third thing you're going to want to do is try to bring along some treats so that your date can make friends with your dog right off the bat. Plus, it's a good way to make sure that your dog is kind of, you know, minding his behavior, because you can give it a treat. And, you know, some of the treats that Vicky's going to be talking about later will be a good idea to bring. And then another thing that you should try to do is when introducing your dog to your date, if you haven't, you know, if they haven't met before, this is perhaps a first date, hold back on the leash and use the command for stay if necessary. You know, try to prevent any too much sniffing or jumping. Obviously, they're going to do a little bit of sniffing, but, you know, inappropriate perhaps. And then just make sure that, you know, there's a nice introduction. The next thing is you would want to ask your date questions rather than direct all of the focus on just the dog. You know, make sure to find out how the day or week has been going. If your date doesn't currently have a pet, ask if he's had pets before. Encourage him to share some stories. So it's just like another little icebreaker, perhaps. And one of the best things about this is, I think, observe how your date interacts with your dog. Because this can reveal a lot of information about that person's personality traits. Whether they're going to be fatherly or motherly, how giving they are, you know, a lot of different things. And if you're dog people like we are, you probably don't want to date somebody that's not interested in your dog.
Exactly. That's a good point, Christine. You know, I also was thinking as you're talking about this that for those of us that have multiple dog households, and a lot of us do, I mean, it's unusual, it's totally okay, but usually if someone has a dog, they like to get the dog a companion. And, you know, you want to do, I try to do something special, and I know you do, Christine, with each one of your dogs. So sometimes just taking my dog out for a walk or to sit somewhere at a restaurant, either with myself or with my husband and the dog, they feel special, and that is like a date to them. You know, they get all the attention on them. Or we go to a meetup group where there's other dogs, and I take one dog for special fun and attention.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and even I read this article in Dog Fancy, and there is a movie theater called the Admiral Cinema in Vienna, Austria, where patrons can show up on the first Thursday of the month with their four-legged friends to watch a movie.
That's great.
Very cool.
That'd be great if it came to the United States. And speaking of things you can do and for Valentine's Day, of course, we all know goodies are a part of Valentine's Day. So for your dog, we want to be very conscious of not only treats they'll enjoy, but healthy treats. And Christine and I work quite diligently on, A, testing all these treats that people tell us are organic or good on our dogs that either have allergies or issues, and finding which ones are tolerable and as well as they like. The first treat that I'd like to mention are Sam's Yams Sweet Potato Chews. These are by far my favorite and my choice above all the treats I give the dogs. The reason I like these is that they are strictly dehydrated sweet potatoes, nothing else. They come from American family farms. They're totally digestible. They have no wheat gluten or anything that a dog could be allergic to. That's all they are, strictly dehydrated sweet potatoes. They also have this furrowed surface that can help clean teeth, and those of us that are nervous about rawhides or don't want to give rawhides, this is a great alternative. My dogs love them. My allergic dogs tolerate them extremely well, and they are just a wonderful treat. These are Sam's Yams Sweet Potato Chews. You can find them at my store, Simon and Lulu's Playhouse, www.simonandlulus.com. Sam's Yams are made by Front Porch Pets, a company out of Wisconsin. They also have a treat called Berry Yammy that I know Christine and her dogs love. And you could probably eat these, Christine, since they're all human green.
I have to admit, I have actually tried these, and they are good.
They're good.
I mean, they're all human food, so it's not like it's weird.
Right. But they're made with berries and applesauce and a few herbs, and they're made into these little round cookies, maybe the size of a half dollar, and the dogs love them. Big dogs, little dogs, those are great treats. Some other treats we like are by Play-Doh. It's called Play-Doh's Farmer's Market Salmon and Veggie Strips. These are a little bit softer, almost like a jerky strip. They're made with peas, carrots, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and parsley, and they're slow roasted. They have natural ingredients. Probiotics are offered in these treats. They have, of course, a natural source of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. No artificial colors, flavors, synthetic preservatives, or genetically modified organisms, which is a big one now. Naturally preserved, and of course, they have antioxidants.
And the good part about that is there's no like wheat in that, in case you have a dog that's, you know, allergic to that.
Correct. It's pretty common to find pets that are on grain-free diets. So you also, you know, it's great and really good. I hear it all the time. People say, you know, my dog's on this great food, Dr. Harvey's, but they're giving them milk bones. Not that a certain treat is bad, but please read the ingredients. If you're working really hard and keeping a grain-free diet, you should also probably keep a grain-free treat because you need to know what's going to trigger what in your dog. Another one that is very common and a lot of customers seem to love are the hip bones, the original cherry dog treat. These are made in Leland, Michigan. This farm makes the tart cherry concentrate, Christine, that they use for joints for people. So they decided to make it and patent it into a biscuit for dogs. That way they can pass on the benefits of the tart cherry concentrate. They're made with, of course, the Leland Farms tart cherry concentrate and other natural ingredients, fiber, calcium, flaxseed. They do contain ground wheat flour, so that's something to look at if those of you have pets that need a grain-free. Barley flour, canola oil, ground flaxseed, natural flavor, cinnamon, and some ginger and a couple other things. But
yeah, I mean, looking at all the other dog treats out there, I mean, there are a few of those treats that you can find that don't have a lot of preservatives or other things in there. I still wouldn't want to feed my dog.
Right.
So even though it has wheat flour, I mean, it has a lot of other good stuff.
Yes, it does. Definitely. And my last one, or second to last one, is Sojo's. They offer a grain-free treat. You can find these at www.sojos.com. These grain-free dog treats are exactly that, 100% grain-free. It's all human-grade ingredients, and they're baked. They offer lamb and sweet potato and a duck and cherry. And their ingredients are garbanzo bean flour, which is very tolerable in people and in pets, lamb, sweet potatoes and or cherries, canola oil, and eggs. So great treats.
Yeah, those sound good.
Yes. Duck and cherry is also a wonderful thing, I think, because when you're talking about allergies in dogs or issues in dogs, when there's meat that's commonly used, what they'll do is they'll go to a venison. They'll say, make your food with venison. Or they'll say, make your food with duck. Something that the dog's not had and can seem to tolerate. So these grain-free dog treats are great. I will be offering these at my store also at simonandlulus.com. And my last one is Grandma Lucy's Organic Pumpkin Treats. Grandma Lucy's been around since 1999. She, that company, not necessarily Grandma Lucy, makes and bakes their own natural treats. They do have grain. They have organic wheat flour, dehydrated cane juice, organic soybean and organic sunflower or canola oil, organic egg powder, organic pumpkin, and organic cinnamon. And again, they're not made in a fake factory, but they're baked by, you know, people who really love their pets. You can find those at Grandma Lucy's, LUCYS.com. And those are the organic pumpkin treats. She does offer other treats, but there's an organic line that's really good. So those are some of the great treats that and goodies you can maybe try for your pet for Valentine's Day. And we will be right back to continue our segment on Valentine's Day and things your dogs will love right after this break.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Well,
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. We are talking about Valentine's Day and things your dog will love. And whenever I'm talking about things my dog will love, it's gotta be toys. They love to get toys. They love to chew on the toys. They like the whole process of, like, not necessarily my dogs will unwrap them, but, like, say if I have it in a bag or something, they'll come.
They
want
to sniff.
Yeah, they want to sniff it. They're excited when it comes out of the bag. So that's something that they're going to love for Valentine's Day. And we always make sure that we do get them something. It's just fun for us. So some of the things that I found online that I really liked to fit the Valentine's Day theme, one of which is a chocolate-covered strawberry. It's a decadent toy, a strawberry dipped in chocolate. It has a squeaker surprise inside. Obviously, it's plush. It's basically for a dog that deserves a treat. And you can find it at funstufffordogs.com. Another really cute one I liked was a Valentine's candy box. It looks exactly like a candy box that you would get yourself. There's like chocolates on the outside. It's so cute. It's plush as well. Actually, all the ones we're going to talk about today are the plush ones. They're decorated with like an embroidery. It rests in a little fabric wrappers. It's very cute.
Yeah, those wrappers look real, Christine.
It does. And that's also at Fun Stuff for Dogs. Another one that's really cute is Dog Diva. It's dark milk or white chocolate truffles. It's to satisfy any craving your diva dog might have. You can basically use it as like a little dessert toy that'll make your dog's mouth water for this, you know, box of chocolates. It's supposed to please, like, any sweet tooth for hours of fun. Obviously, you know, they're not actually going to taste it, but, you know, it's the whole idea behind, you know, the designer toy. And you can find that at pampered-dog-gifts.com. And we have a couple of other really cute little dessert-type toys that I like. There's a Torte Amore. It's basically made to be, like, Torta d'Amore, Italian for Torte of Love. And it's really cute. It's got felt, like a felt chocolate heart on the top. There's like a white chocolate log. It's made out of velour. There's a chocolate mousse frosting that's made out of felt. And it sits on top of the cake toy. And last but not least, there's like a mocha ribbon that's supposed to look like hazelnut.
Ganache.
Yeah, it's very cute. And you can get that at the Pampered Dog Gifts as well. There's one that's called the Truffle Torte. And this is basically what they say happens when one watches. It's got too much cooking shows, if you will say. And it's a version of, like, the ultimate cake. There's three layers of truffle round cake velour topped with cherries and a mock cream dollop made of felt and a chocolate heart.
That by far looks like the best one you could eat.
Yeah. And, you know, the dogs might not be able to, like, actually eat it, but they're going to wish they could, and they'll have fun playing with it. And, of course, it goes with the theme. That's a paper dog gifts as well. There's a little lemon buttercream rosette cake. It looks so real. It's made with, like, a thick layer of what they're going to make to look like buttercream frosting. And these cakes basically just make your dog, you know, like, super hungry to taste it when they can't have the real thing. That's available at Paper Dog Gifts as well. There's a little strawberry shortcake. It's very, very soft. You know, it has layers as well with little strawberries on top. That is available at trendypuppy.com. There is a raspberry almond tea sandwich. It's pretty much the same. Just if you go look online, it's just a different version. Very cute if you want to, you know, do the whole Valentine's, give yourself your dog's treat type of toy. That's available at trendypuppy.com. One that I really like is a Lolly Love lollipop. It's so cute. It is by Ruff Ruff Couture. And, of course, it's got a squeaker as well. Most of these do. And it basically features a soft, swirled pink lollipop. It's just very cute. It's got a ribbon. There's a lot of embroidery detail. It's available at trendypuppy.com. They have a sweet canine gift set. This is available at Pampered Dog Gifts. And this set comes with a lip, plush lips that say, like, swack on it, a little yummy cupcake, and a cotton candy cone. So cute. One of the things I thought would be good for your dog, for the pampered pooch on Valentine's Day, is to give them some dog Perignon. So you want to celebrate Valentine's Day with your pooch by uncorking a bottle of the sparkly doggy plush toy. It's very cute. And if you have girls, like I do, and you've got one as well,
of course,
that no Valentine's Day is complete without something from the Sniffany and Company. Meant to be like Tiffany. It's a little blue box with a very cute ribbon. So this is going to make your little princess's dreams come true, receiving that little blue box. That's available at Pampered Dog Gifts as well.
So cute.
One of the toys that my dogs have is a Chanel number 5. Obviously, they're trying to make it sound like Chanel. That's a very cute toy, perfume bottle. It's available at trendypuppy.com. A really cool one that talks is the Talking Rose plush toy. It's very cute. It can be like a beautiful flower delivered to your sweetheart, the one that you love unconditionally, and it'll say, "I love you," whenever they squeeze it. And it's available at gwlittle.com. And another fun one out there is the diary dog toy. This is so cute. I just have to tell you. It's in the shape of a diary. It's pink. It says, you know, diary on the front. And when you open it up, it's all this different writing. And it's, you know, it's meant to be, you know, as if your dog had written it. And it is just really the cutest thing ever. And that's available at Pampered Dog Gifts as well. And one, Vicky, that you were really excited that they have is the leopard print bra and thong. And these toys are just really awesome. This is
And I can't believe it's a toy. I thought it was actually an outfit.
I know. It's so funny. It's sold separately, but they have a little leopard bra. And the straps of the bra are a very kind of like a hard rope. And my dogs love to chew on that. Like, they really went through that toy quickly. Not because it wasn't sturdy, but just, like, they were playing
really
with it nonstop. They really loved it. And there's also the little panties as well. And it comes with, like, lace trim and everything. So cute.
So funny.
Trendypuppy.com. And then if you have, you know, for the other dog in your life, they also have a brief plush toy. So if you got a little bad, you know, girl or boy dog that thinks this is cute, that's a red Y-front briefs complete with a squeaker toy inside, available at Trendy Puppy. And our pampered pooch of the week is Luke. Luke, which is basically named after Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman's character, because his mom, Nancy, really thinks that Luke is a cool lab. So that's where she came up with Luke. And Luke is an 1.5-year-old American Field Labrador. He is basically nicknamed Fuzzy Buns. So that's pretty cute. And he came, his arrival story into their family was that Nancy was going to surprise her husband with a birthday present. But in the weeks pretty much leading up to the birthday, she had broken her arm and really couldn't, like, take care of getting the dog, you know, picked up by herself. So she had a friend that picked up Luke from a breeder and took care of him for 2 weeks until she could basically surprise her husband with the gift. So that was a really good friend. And, of course, her husband really loved the dog, so that worked out really well. Luke really, really loves balls. That is, like, his very favorite thing to play with is a ball. His favorite food, he's not, like, super food-focused, but he loves his food that is fish. I'm not sure what type of fish food or fish that's in his food. You know what I mean.
Luke eats fish food.
Yeah. And the favorite thing that he loves to do is he loves to play ball and run with his family. And if he's in a pool, one of the really cool tricks that he can do is if you tell him to wait, he will tuck his back feet in and he will use his front feet to tread water.
Amazing.
I know. I couldn't even imagine.
Must be something with this American Field Labrador. We got to get our Bichons to do that, Christine.
Yeah, I think the Labs like the water a little more than our Bichons do. Actually, one of the funny stories that Nancy mentioned is that she was drawing a bath for herself, and she walked by and saw Luke laying in the tub eating some of the Ivory soap. Jim, obviously, we wouldn't all recommend the soap part, but it's just funny that he jumped in into the tub. We have to drag our dogs into the tub for a bath, right?
Yes. He loves the water.
Yeah, and he likes to, when he's allowed, one of the ways that they pamper him is he likes to curl up with them on the couch, which is no small feat considering he's 80 pounds.
Yeah.
So
He's a big lap dog.
Yeah, he's very cute.
Beautiful face.
We'll have a picture for him. If you join our MySpace, if you're one of our MySpace friends, we'll also post a picture under Facebook. So look us up under Pampered Pooch, and that's for Pet Life Radio. So that is Luke. He's our Pampered Pooch of the week. And that's actually all the time we have.
Thank you for joining us again. You know, as we go into the new year, we've got a lot of exciting shows and good things. So keep staying tuned. And make sure you catch our latest and greatest from the Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.